What is up, y'all? It is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering back into the nigga room. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. And today we do have a special guest, my girlfriend, lovely Miss Jackie.
Hi.
You are such a white girl.
Shut up.
And that's what I was talking about. That's what I was talking about. That's literally what I was like. I'm not even gonna say anything. I just want to wait and see your response, but I already knew what you're gonna say. And yes, that's all going to say. And so today, got a little special little something we're gonna talk to y'all about. Fuck Valentine's Day, y'all.
Fuck Valentine's Day.
On me. Like, why do people celebrate Valentine's Day? Like, really, why?
I don't even know. I feel like it's a superficial, stupid, made-up holiday. Because, like, I don't love you any more or any less on February 14th than I do on July 31st or October 2nd.
So what's so important about it? No, I'm joking. But for real, though, like, I feel like people just... I feel like people celebrate Valentine's Day. God damn. My apologies. I don't usually cough, but I feel like people usually celebrate Valentine's Day just because, like, as like, I feel like people feel like in the relationship, they need like a day, like a special day to spice things up in their relationship, like romantic wise or sex wise or
maybe, but if you want a special day to switch things up or spice things up, it could be a Tuesday. You don't have to wait for Valentine's Day to show your significant other like extra attention if you so choose to.
I don't get it. And another thing, like how we heard on the radio, like why does it matter how much money gets spent on you for Valentine's Day? That's another thing. Like I feel like that's another thing that people might actually like have an issue with. Like they have an issue with like, oh, this person doesn't spend enough money on me, but then on Valentine's Day when they splurge out on you, they're like, oh, he loves me so much type of thing, or post on Instagram and shit like that.
Yeah, I really do think it's more about what the greeting card companies can get out of it.
Oh, it's corporate for sure.
Absolutely.
Corporate.
And B, yeah, how much can you flaunt how much your significant other loves you on your social media
and in person?
True.
And truly in person. Yeah. Because how many, I mean, let's be real, how many people are going to get engaged on Thursday?
Too many. How many people are going to get flowers delivered to their work just so they can show it off to all their coworkers?
Facts.
Too many. Which is PS what we're doing on Valentine's night, because
Rotary.
I Bolin told him he has to do it.
They say happy wife, happy life, right? Although she ain't my wife.
Not yet.
I like that. But I don't know, but females. Like, do you think that it's guys that make Valentine's Day so important, or more of females?
Absolutely not. It's like 90% on females.
But I've met some niggas that they like that shit too. Like spending, like flexing and spending on their girlfriends and stuff like that.
That's why I said it's 90% girls.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right?
Point made.
I mean, because like we heard on the radio, right? Females expect their partners
to spend
$300 for Valentine's Day. Excuse me, what? $300?
Nigga, you better go pay my bills if you're going to give me that money.
I was just going to say, I'm sorry. If you're going to spend $300 on me, thank you very much for my car payment this month, baby.
Facts.
Like, what I would mean? Be super pissed if you spent $300 on me for some crap, stupid, made-up holiday.
I mean, in the future, when I be flexing on these niggas, you know damn well it was gonna go down. Every fucking day I'm gonna be, well, not every day, but like it'll be like Valentine's Day often, more often than just a regular ass day.
Right.
But that's the issue though. Fellas, treat your ladies right 364 other days of the year. It's not just a 1 or 2 days, because if you want, let's include her birthday. It's not just about just doing that. You gotta, even if it's not 364, at least make it, what's half of 364?
I don't know.
And I'm
math majors, 180
something.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyways, and that's for the punk ass niggas that don't treat their girlfriend 365 days in the year right. That's for the punk ass niggas. At least be half of a decent man.
And guess what? It does not have to be a monetary thing.
But at the same time, females make it that way though.
Hell no.
Huh?
Hell no. What did I ask for my birthday this year?
Sex.
Realistically though, what did I? Nothing.
A card. That's all you really wanted.
All I wanted was a card and to spend time with you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
To spend time.
But like,
I'm sorry, coming home to having your dishes done, or having your car washed, or your lawn cut. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So much more romantic than, you know, a box of chocolates that's overpriced, or some trashy lingerie that you'll probably rip anyways. Like,
damn.
But
where's the lie? Where is the lie?
Right? Like, I don't know. It's, I don't want your money, I want your time.
But then again, like I said, that you're not like other females. Because females are out here for the money.
True.
All right. I know that you're going to enjoy this topic.
Oh, damn. Here we go.
So, what's with the whole age difference between an older female and a younger man and the double standards? Like,
I have a lot to say about this.
I know, and I'm gonna go ahead and give you your time to shine, because I know that you want to talk about this. But it's like, why? If a nigga that was older dates a younger female that even 20 years younger than her, y'all ain't got no issue with that. Go ahead, do your thing.
So let's just fill the folks in, first of all. Mm-hmm. We have a 16-year age difference between mm-hmm. us.
No cap.
Right?
I like my cougars.
I'll never forget, one of the first things you ever sent me when we first started talking was a post saying, like, Madonna, 58, her boyfriend, 24, Janet Jackson, blah, 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 her boyfriend, younger, Halle Berry, whatever. You know, maybe your boyfriend just isn't born yet. Hang on, sweetheart.
I did say that.
Like, let's break it down for you, folks. When I was in 10th grade, he was a baby. Let's just break it down so you can have that visualization in your head.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Damn.
So what sparked this is that there is huge controversy right now over Naomi Campbell.
No, I'm joking.
And Liam Payne from One Direction. So, you know, everybody knows Naomi Campbell is
one
of the, you know, pioneering, most beautiful supermodels out there.
To this day. Still looking bomb and popping.
Yeah. So Naomi, in all her glory, is dating Liam, who is 23 years her junior. And when we saw this post, the comments on it.
Brutal. Y'all motherfuckers,
Like, I want to know why Naomi Campbell gets criticized and called names and, you know, just basically is berated for dating someone her junior. Yet, y'all idolize someone like Hugh fucking Hefner.
Bruh. Hey, no cap, I did not even think about that nigga.
There you go. I leave some things to surprise.
I was not thinking about that nigga. Like,
okay.
Keep going.
Mick Jagger. 70 whatever years old.
Oh, yeah, she came
oh, I got
for
notes.
Y'all.
Ready for y'all. Mick Jagger, 73 years old, just had his, I don't know, 800th baby with his 30-year-old girlfriend. Their age gap is more than I have been alive. But yeah, nobody says anything to him. Let's just throw out some of your like basic actor heroes out here, right? Clint Eastwood, Sylvester Stallone, Eddie Murphy. All of them.
Ooh, the Eddie Murphy one hit.
All of them date women minimum 18 years, as far up as 35, they're junior. Y'all are given a pat on the back, told how awesome you are, way to go.
Damn, she fine.
Younger model, trade it up.
No cap, damn.
Okay? But yet, we as older women dating younger men get called cougars, get told that, you know, we look stupid, we can't get men our own age, that they're just puppies, it's not gonna last. Let me tell you, some of the most famous, successful female celebrities that have younger men.
And they still popping.
Or have had younger men.
And they still popping.
Okay, my favorite one, my absolute favorite one, Lisa Bonet and Jason Momoa. You know, they are a beautiful couple. They are beautiful people individually. But there's 12 or 13 years difference between the two of them. Heidi Klum, 13 or 16 years difference between her and her last three boyfriends. Y'all know who Heidi Klum is. Heidi Klum's fucking hot. Right? I mean, we don't even have to say anything about Madonna.
Oh. By the way, did she really get blood implants? I need to know.
I don't even know. It kind of like, looks like that question, it.
That question real life just came up in my head right now. I swear to God. I'm like,
it
wait a minute.
It feels like it, but I don't know.
You can't, I don't know.
Right? Gabrielle Union, Dwayne Wade. I mean, they're a young difference. It's only 10 years, but it's enough that it was still scandalous when it started.
Yeah.
Susan Sarandon.
The only one that ain't popping on that list, by the way, is Madonna.
Right? even we can look at Mariah Carey with Nick Cannon back in the day. Demi Moore with Ashton Kutcher back in the day.
Damn.
Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher were the same age as us when they got married. So, and there was a lot of controversy about that one.
Fuck R. Kelly, but age ain't nothing but a number.
You fucking did not. Right? It really isn't, though. Because you can be in the same age range as somebody and have absolutely nothing to talk about. None of your interests are even remotely dissimilar.
At all.
And you can't learn anything from them.
That's like numero uno.
And just because...
Numero uno.
Just because you're the same age does not mean that you are going to grow in a relationship with them either.
Or that both of y'all don't have the same maturity level to pick your battles. Which I'm slowly learning. Like that's the reason, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, like I said, which I'm slowly learning. Like it's a process, but
right. And to me, those things are more important, that you can communicate effectively, that you have stuff to talk about, and that you can learn from each other and grow together. So that has nothing to do with age, and that has everything to do with personality. Right? Okay. So, I don't know. It's such a huge double standard and a really big pet peeve of mine.
This is like she said, bro, like, people, always want to put their two cents into how young the guy is and how old the woman is. And it was, like she said, like, it's not going to last this shit. Y'all just mad because y'all can't find love.
Like, and I mean, guess what?
Y'all just mad.
My baby daddy, 2 years older than me. We were together for 10 years. Clearly, that didn't work. Age has nothing to do with it.
And also, situation has nothing to do with it either. I'm just going to leave it there. Situation has nothing to do with that either. And I'm not talking about my situation. I'm talking about your situation.
Yes.
If you know, you know. But it's like, it's just trash how, like, just because someone like came into this life and experienced life before you, like she said, it's just crazy how niggas, once they be getting younger cats or younger females, they be like, oh, you the shit, nigga, oh yeah, like yada yada yada. But vice versa, like she said, they looked at differently. But I fuck with the hood though. I fuck with the hood, cause when we was in LA, niggas was giving me props. I ain't gonna front.
The best was on the Sunday when we were walking to the bus station, mm-hmm. and all the God-fearing churchy people were out on the street corners.
Right.
And this one lady says to me, "God loves you, both of you." Oh my god, I just died. And I felt like that not only had to do with our age difference, but being an interracial couple.
And like I always say, why is it such an issue for a black guy to date out of his race, black woman? Like, because realistically speaking, it's mostly only black females that have an issue with that shit. For the most part.
Super true, because white females do not have an issue with dating outside of their race.
I mean, Asian people, realistically speaking, they do. They're like, oh no, you have to only date.
Some.
Yeah.
Some.
And that's to each his own. Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's a big double standard for how we're viewed in our relationship as well. Like, as a white woman, white people don't care,
for the most part,
who I'm dating, in terms of if I'm dating a white man, a black man, a Spanish man, an Asian man, whatever, right? Like, they really don't care. They look at it and see interracial love, and because that's more acceptable to them. You as a black man are supposed to be with a black woman. Because that's how media is portrayed.
Like, don't get me wrong. Black love is, like, beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful things. But you know what's just as beautiful? Interracial love. No cap. I'm not, like, that was corny as fuck, I know. But I'm being, like, totally 1,000 with it. Like, y'all don't, man. Y'all sleep.
Yeah.
Like, to each his own, though. Like, everybody has their thing. They want to, like, oh, black love is beautiful. Love is the only love I want. And that's cool. More power to you. But, like,
there's no need for you to,
like, bash on
interracial love. Bash on anybody else. Right?
And then there's one. Oh. Remember that one video that I showed you? Where they said, to having more light-skinned babies?
Yes, yes. So there was a video. It was nothing but interracial couples. Nothing but, and funnily enough, the majority of them were black men, white women, or black men, Asian women. And so they were all friends. They were on vacation, and they toasted to saying, you know, here's to 2019 and having more interracial babies.
Like, what else can they make?
People lost their shit over that. I'm sorry. You're black. I'm white.
What else can we make? No cap.
Like,
y'all wild.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. People went off. They were absolutely just crazy over it. Nuts. So, but I also feel there's a double standard in the black community as well, because you dating me gets you huge backlash, especially from the black women. But when the black women date the white men,
yes.
Which, P.S., black woman, take the white man. You can fucking have them all. I will trade you. I speak for my entire race when I say we will trade you.
Damn. There you go.
But really, though, like, right? Black women date white men, and there is no... you know, no backlash from the black men in the community saying, like, oh, why are you dating the black man? Right? Absolutely not.
Like, I don't ever, like, I mean, like I don't ever remember, like, there's only, like, certain niggas also that have an issue with it.
Right.
Certain niggas, but, I mean, ignorance is bliss.
Right.
But it's just, like, this shit's wild.
I don't know. I don't get it. Age is just a number, and love should be colorblind.
Easy. That's all it is.
My gosh, my preschoolers that I teach even know that.
And bruh, the kind of dirty looks that we got in LA. Like, I mean, I'm used to getting stared at and looked at all the time, so I don't even, like, trip on that shit, but you notice that shit.
You do.
You really do. It's like...
It was more than I'm used to, especially coming from, like, small town Canada,
yeah.
It was a lot more than I'm used to. And, I mean, I've dated black men exclusively for the last 3 years of my life. So it's not like this is my first interracial relationship.
Right.
Gonna be my last, though.
Ooh!
But definitely, like, yeah, the looks was a lot more than I'm used to.
Mm-hmm. Poor Visita.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, I'm not gonna front. I do see color. Anybody who says they don't see color, they're a damn liar. But that don't mean that I won't be with someone who loves me just because of the race, you know, like, or the color. What, like, what the fuck? If we're trying to look for love in this world, then why the fuck are we? Why are we choosing? Like, why are we choosing based off of color? Like, that isn't the reason.
Or age. Or height.
All that shit, bruh.
Right?
I'm feeling this beat. I ain't going front.
Last topic.
Cultural appropriation.
Ooh, I got a lot to say about this one, too.
Go ahead.
No, you start. It's your podcast.
No, I want to hear your thoughts first.
So, this goes back to what you were saying last week, the week before, about cultural appropriation and my girl Ariana.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie, this kind of hurt because she is my girl. She
with the whole seven rings tattoo thing.
She got a Chinese tattoo and likes to wear Chinese clothing. I don't think that's cultural appropriation. I think that's cultural appreciation. She's showing her love for another culture.
And she's still trying to get with my nigga Big Sean.
Low-key.
But so, anyways, go ahead, keep going.
So, what bothered me the most is that, so, when I was in high school, Gwen Stefani.
My eyes twitching.
Gwen Stefani, who is the whitest of white girls, would dress with a bindi dot in her forehead and in Indian clothing, but nothing was ever said about that. She also, for an entire tour, walked around with Bantu knots and dressed like a hip-hop dancer, which would be a traditionally considered like a, from the, you know, black community to be dressing like that. Girlfriend's whiter than I am. Like, honestly. But nobody, but because of when it was?
Cultural appropriation. It's appreciation.
Nobody said anything. But again, like you said last week, because the internet is so damn fucking sensitive, they're going to take one person. I'm sorry, Nicki Minaj, the freaking Chun-Li, hello?
That's a, I'm not gonna front. That song is dope, though.
It is, but
keep going.
Chinese. Yeah, no one even said anything about Nicki at all. So, I don't know if people are just out to attack Ariana. I mean, they've been attacking her ever since the whole Mac Miller thing. Leave the girl alone. Leave her alone. She's not doing anything that artists before her have not done.
Ever.
Super fucking annoying. I mean, I have Chinese tattoo. I have Chinese tattoo.
Yeah, I said Japanese the other podcast. It's my fault. You know, I'm a nigga.
You know? I also wear Chun-Li buns. Like, I don't get it. It's not like, now I wish I knew this girl's name because I just thought of this and did not do my research on this.
Damn.
But that, you know what, that white girl that swears she's black and she was like on all the talk shows and she says, I feel black, I was born black.
Oh yeah, fuck.
You better look that up.
Yeah.
I better look that. Oh, I can't do that. I have the music on here. Crap.
I got you.
Yeah. Like, that to me is cultural appropriation. She only identifies herself as black. She, you know, only wants to associate. She's basically denouncing her own race.
Rachel Dolezal.
There you go.
Or Dolezal, whatever. I don't
yeah. Like, somebody getting a tattoo. And I'm sorry, we had this discussion. Like, how do people be getting tribal tattoos forever?
Forever, bruh. Like, that's...
Or things that. In Italian or Latin.
Cultural appreciation.
Right? You can like something. In fact, you know, you're kind of a more well-rounded individual if you can appreciate music, literature, fashion.
That's how you know. That's how you can identify yourself to other human beings, because we're all a human race. Like, if we're fighting for equality so much, then why is it that we be tripping about shit like that, bro?
Right. I don't know. Stupid. Leave my girl alone.
She chilling.
Let her make her music. Buy her six bitches those rings.
She got good music though. She put me on, no cap. I never really listened to Ariana like that. She put me on, okay.
Except you totally hate Seven Rings now.
It was because that shit played on the radio all the goddamn time. And then
I had you to laugh. All the time. I had to laugh though when the teenager started playing it last night.
I was like, I'm done.
I know.
I was like, I'm done. We're going to the gym. I was like, I'm done. That shit was funny.
He's like, we dropped her off, and he's like, could you please change the music?
Hey, that's how you know she's hot though. When right? they play your music consecutively.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But anyways, y'all. Y'all know what to go down right now. Ooh.
You're so trash.
Golden trash.
Golden trash.
And this is your boy ABK. Thank you, Jackie, for entering into the nigga room. And we out this bitch. Deuce, deuce. Ooh.